This is Module 5, corresponding with Day 5 of Greatness. We have been talking about picture/intentionality. One of the reasons why we are asking people to keep being intentional is we frequently have a conversation going on about our past in our head. The conversation is below the level of consciousness. We're not aware of it. One of the stories I use to show this, when I was a child, my mother used to tell me over and over, I better never see you going into a woman's purse. I don't know what's in there, but I've never been in. She scared me. I never would go into a woman's purse. Until many, many years later, I was out on a date, and a woman said to me, get that out of my purse for me. I went, oh my goodness, I can't get that out of your purse. And she said, why? And I said, I've been instructed by my mother not to. This conversation going on is why we keep repeating the past. We're not aware of it, and we repeat it over and over and over. For example, 84% of all second marriages end because people realize, I've got my first marriage all over again. And they haven't changed anything, and it ends. Not to say of the 16% that stay together, that aren't very happy. Some people are aware of their past, and it's painful, and they find ways to divert their attention away from it. Sometimes with alcoholism, or overeating, or overspending, overmaking. Something to numb them, if it's painful in any way, which for many it is. But what if you didn't have a past? What if you did not allow those thoughts, you became conscious, and there was nothing there? You just blanked out about it. Not in a sense that you went numb, but you didn't keep on recreating it. Sort of like a scab. If a child has a scab and they pick it over and over and over, well, it never goes away. Or they take the Band-Aid off to show someone every time they come in the house, it doesn't go away. But what if you created a brand new picture, intentionality, and cast that as your future? Well, then it could be anything that you want it to be. But if you don't do that, you're just going to keep repeating and repeating. That's why I often say people's third, fourth, fifth husband or wife, they're all the same. There's been a lot of research that says when someone loses their job, their next job pays about and is about the same and has about the same level of satisfaction unless they change who they are. And why that is something very important to think about. One of the happiest times in America is Friday afternoon because people are anticipating the days off. So you're very happy. And one of the saddest times is Sunday evening because they know what's coming. Create a picture. Don't keep recreating the past. And do it over and over and over in your head. And state it out loud. I was repeating the same thing every single time I would fly. There was competition to get in the seats, competition for overhead space, competition lining up, people in a very, very bad mood, they were away from their families, and I found that I was recreating the same thing over and over and over. So what I started to do is when I walked in the airport, I started to intentionally enjoy the flight. So I started to say to myself out loud, and I would talk to myself in the second person, Kevin, if you're easygoing during this flight, this is going to be easy. And the peace I found was the byproduct of the easygoing. Make a statement. Make it on Sunday night. Make it Monday morning. Make it as you go into work. I am going to be easygoing today. I am going to be very forgiving today. And state it so that when you hear yourself out loud, you see the picture. The verbalizing it into the open air helps you in some ways make it the intention vivid and make it as real as possible. So start off your picture. State it to the world. And state it to yourself. today, if I'm easygoing, this is going to be easy. Today, I will be forgiving of others. Today, I love this, a man told me in Richmond, I will be the best listener I know. That would make me feel good about what I'm doing. State your intention out loud. This ends the fifth module and the fifth day of greatness.